Hi, good morning. My name is Naftali from Family First Care. Which one do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Dorothy O'Connor. Oh.
Hi, Dorothy. So I'll be your service coordinator to help you enroll in home care services. Are you applying for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you ever apply, or is it your first time?
No, this is my first time.
Okay, great. Let me first ask you a few questions to see if it's worth applying. Is your total monthly income more than $2,900 per month?
No.
No, perfect. Do you have any assets like a home or anything else, life insurance policy?
Nope.
Nothing. Okay, perfect. And are there any minors living in the house on the 21?
Where the patient lives or with me?
Where the patient lives?
No.
No. So you're applying not for yourself, for someone else.
Well, I'm not sure. I thought I was applying to be the caregiver.
Oh,
The patient is a different person.
okay. So you will be the caregiver for a different patient. And is it a relative to you, like a family relative?
I am his next door neighbor and only friend. He's 82. He has a 78-year-old sister in Vermont, and she hasn't been helping him at all, even though he wants to get home. And so I'm trying to help him get home. I'm his
You're trying
next
to
door
get
neighbor,
out.
and we've been friends for 17 years.
Okay, great. So he is he didn't apply it. He wants to start the process, right?
Well, I'm a little confused. I was told I needed to call up and get set up to be a caregiver. Is that what applying for him does? Like,
So there's two types of things. If there's a process, like a state process where you go through once someone wants to apply, that takes a month or two. And then once you're approved, we onboard you as a caregiver and start the care for the patient. So did he
okay.
already started the process, or do you want to start the process
Well,
again?
we've done like the PA broker was out today and he has the waiver stuff set up.
Oh, so he has the waiver already.
Yes.
Okay,
We
perfect. And
just need
then,
to find, I guess, and then there's a gonna be a company.
okay, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and take your information as the caregiver.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and sign that form for a second.
Oh my gosh. What am I doing? Hold on. Make up the loop. Shoot. Hey. Great. Move. Stop doing this. I hope you don't spill your water, you dope. Watch out, doggy. Come on. Watch out. Please. Horrible.
Okay,
Really not
so that
necessary, bud.
yeah, I see she wrote here
Yeah.
in the notes that you had the maximus done already. Yeah, he had one visit or two visits. Do you know that?
What do you mean?
So when you apply for home care services, there are two assessments. With one is with the broker and one with the aging agency.
We're waiting for. So they told me that he has already had acceptance through the aging agency because of a September application, and that it was approved then. So since it's already approved, they said we don't have to do that necessarily, I guess. But he still needs, we're, I guess, waiting to hear from county assistance or what the number of hours would be.
So he's waiting the start of care? Like the service coordinator should come down?
Sitting in a nursing home waiting to come home, and he can't come home without the care already lined up.
Got
because
it.
There is no way that he can be at home without a nurse for at least like 16 or 20 hours a day, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea if he's going to get approved for that or not, so this might be pointless, but I'm just doing what I can do on my end.
I'm trying to look where I can see the waiver. I see in the state website where it states whoever has the waiver. I don't see any waiver. Let me see. There's a different waiver I can search. I'm trying to see if it's
it's fine, I get it. No problem. It'll be quieter. I'm doing a couple of reports here. I'm over with them all morning, and I got to take care of these animals here. So sorry for the racket.
There's active coverage. So the service coordinator didn't came down yet to assess how many hours
Correct.
He needs.
Correct.
Okay, so this coordinator will have to come down and assess how many hours he needs.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and fill out your form. Although I'm not seeing the waiver in the Promise website, I'll go ahead and fill it out. Second.
Okay. All of this is hard and confusing for anyone who's new to it, for sure. So
I'll try to help you. And
yep, no worries. Watch. I wish I had known that he was approved in September. I would have called back then. Because this is a messed up scenario and very sad that he is trapped there like this, and now his health has declined horrendously. Mm. Horrendously. Well, you're an idiot, dude. Get out of here. No, what are you doing, you guys? It's the dumbest thing you could ever do. Get off it. Get off. Go. Get off it. Get on the stick. Come on. Go. Step. Go. Get out.
Let me go ahead and take the form.
I can't even see the office.
What is your last name?
Okay, O-C-H-O-T-N-Y.
O-C-H-O-T-N-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your first name spells Dorothy.
Okay.
And the patient's name. Patient's name is
Robert
Robert Vassallo.
Vassallo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And the phone number. What is the best phone number to reach you?
215-872-5087.
87. Okay, perfect. And what is the address? Your address?
1722 Norristown Road.
How do you spell that?
N-O-R-R-I-S-T-O-W-N. Like Chuck Norris Town, one word.
Okay, Norristown Roads.
Yes, Ambler, PA.
What's this name?
Pennsylvania, 19002.
What is the, how do you spell the city name?
A-M-B-L-E-R, or may come as Maple Glen, two words.
Ambler Maple? What is
that? No, it's the city either comes up as Ambler, one word, or Maple Glen.
Oh, okay.
The same place.
Okay, I'll put an Ambler. And your email address, please?
Forever, FUREVER, 2016 at Gmail.
Okay, so I got from FUREVER, what was before?
FUREVER 2016, the number 2016.
Okay,
at gmail.com.
Got that. Any language, your family language is English, I guess. And
yes.
Did you get the COVID-19 vaccine? Just questions that I need to ask.
No. Come in. Come out. Delta, come. Delta, get outside. Hey.
Okay, so I've just submitted the form.
Okay.
Someone will call you to with further information on how to onboard
okay.
you. But about the insurance, so I see, do you have the information of the service coordinator who should come down and assess how many hours your neighbor needs?
Okay.
You want me to give you the information on who the service coordinator is?
Yes, please. Hold on one second. Okay, so this is service coordinator for who?
This is with Keystone First.
With Keystone First. Okay, thank you. Keystone First. Got it.
It seems to be that he got approved lately. Like
just
three. January,
yes, like the 7th.
January the 7th. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Correct. So, like I said, I just jumped in to try to help him. He's been trying to do this by himself since October. I've been helping. He was already, he was put in the nursing home on the 15th. And even though he was crying out he wanted to go home, they put him in as a long-term patient. And said they didn't know where he would go, I guess. And finally, I was able to clarify that he does have an apartment, and well, it's a basement level of a house, you know. But regardless, he has a nice space where he'll be much more comfortable than he is now. And the only problem is, when I started this process, he literally was walking around without a walker, and now he is bedbound.
Wow.
Yeah. And pictures and videos of this decline are pretty heartbreaking, and this is an 82-year-old veteran with no family. You know, it's just shocking to me. Mm-hmm. So, can you stay on hold for 1 second for me?
Yes, not a problem.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm sending you a text right now. With the information of the service coordinator. So I'm sending him a new text. So just call up this service coordinator, let them know that...
See what I can do to get evaluated at this nursing home prior to his discharge date to see if enough hours would even be approved.
Yeah, like how many amount of hours he will be approved. So this is the... service coordinator.
Right, we can't bring him home with not adequate hours of care. You know what I mean? Like, he can't come home without adequate care and then find out there is no...